talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, and we'll guess and goof and talk on Exchange, read, debate, and think it's Exchange. Tune in, we're on, turn on, I'm in, is on today, the Exchange Club.
And here we go, we are on the air with the Exchange Club on this Independence Day Eve, Friday, July the 3rd, 2020, 14 minutes past the hour, and it's a very interesting day. Now, what I want to do to start the program off today, because it is Independence Day Eve, is I do want to play, for many years on radio here in Marion, Madge Cooper was a staple and a fixture. So what I wanted to do, what we played this in hour number one, but I want to play it today because it is close to the 4th of July here. I want to play the bit that Madge did on radio for so many years. For the 4th of July, she came back and did it even after she had left the radio. This is Madge Cooper's 4th of July tradition for so many years on Marion Radio. Take it away, Madge.
Did this a few times on the air. I had seen and heard a play on Broadway called Benjamin Franklin in Paris. And it, after the close of the Revolutionary War, when this country was brand new, I mean really new, barely set up. We had a president and officers, but we had no money. And we didn't have much direction where we were going all together. And it was really kind of haphazard in some ways. Things that Charlton taught were there, and they still are. Well, Benjamin Franklin, they picked to go to Paris and try to get us recognized as a country. Because remember, we had been colonies of Great Britain, as you will hear in the Declaration tomorrow. So we thought if we'd go to France and get ourselves recognized, then we could maybe borrow some money and get ourselves set up and start really going ahead. So Benjamin Franklin went over there and spent for, I think, a couple of years, took his grandson with him, had a pretty good time, actually, but worked hard at trying to get us recognized as a country, and they wouldn't do it. He could see the officials in Paris, but they would always introduce him as Le Dr. Benjamin Franklin of the American colonies, always. And he could not get over that. And finally he gave up. He was packed. He was ready to go home. And as he waited in the waiting room for his last talk with the French ambassador, French that was representative, but he was waiting to get in to talk to him. And he had this thought. The thought is not in my voice. It was given in Robert Preston's voice as Benjamin Franklin thinking about, again, what it's like really to be an American after 200 years. And I like this. I hope you do too.
I have heard about a cask of good Madeira wine into which a small fly fell, which cask was corked, was shipped 3,000 miles across the sea, where, after 20 years of lying in the dark, was brought up, was opened, and a first glass filled from it, at which filling it chanced that a small spilled upon the tabletop. And there, in that small drop of wine, lay the selfsame fly, who, seeming dead, did as the sun shone on him, and dried his wings, arise miraculously, shook himself, and flew up bustling into the blue day as alive again as ever he had been. Now, I don't know how scientific that tale is, but I should like to be buried in such a cask of good Madeira wine that after 200 years, I too should rise up and stand once more on Pennsylvania land and walk and talk and breathe the free air. For I know in my heart somehow it will be free. I know it. I know it even now. What a dream. 200 years. And I wonder how I should find them then. Those Americans to whom the name American will not be new. Will they love liberty? Being given it outright in the crib for nothing? And will they know that if you are not free, you are, sir, lost without hope? And will they who reap this harvest of ideas be willing to strive to preserve them as we so willingly strove to plant them? That all men are created equal, and that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights. Yes, sir. And would they die for it? Well, that's the question one must finally ask oneself. Would I die for it? And the answer one must say is, yes, sir, I would.
Monsieur le docteur, the king will see you now.
Yes, I'll be right along. Well, anyway, it would be fun to be pickled for 200 years in a cask of good Madeira wine.
Monsieur le docteur, Benjamin Franklin. The ambassador of the United States of America.
What is America to me? A name, a map, or a flag I see, a certain word, democracy. What is America to me? The house I live in, a plot, a street, the grocer and the butcher, and the people that I meet, the children in the playground, the faces that I see, all races and religions, that's America to me. The place I work in, the worker by my side, the little town or city where my people lived and died, the howdy and the handshake, the air of feeling free, and the right to speak my mind out, that's America to me. The things I see about me, the big things and the small, the little corner newsstand and the house a mile tall, the wedding and the churchyard, the laughter and the tears, the dream that's been a-growing for 150 years. The street, the house, the room, the pavement of the city, or a garden all in bloom. The church, the school, the clubhouse, the million lights I see, but especially the people that's America.
And to me, that is the seminal song for the 4th of July. Because what does America mean to you? That song to me, which has no significant... there's messages here. I don't even know what... I'm getting the weirdest messages right now. This is interesting. Does anybody have a thought on America? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I don't know. You know, I get the weirdest messages. It is very, very strange sometimes what goes on here off the air. Who knows? Call in. 740-383-9944. What does America mean to you? What does this whole holiday mean to you? 4th of July and so on and so forth. You know, we can sort a lot of this out if I get somebody to call in at this particular point and figure out. You know, I don't... It's 4th of July means so many different things to so many different people. But I think the important thing is that... we all kind of come together, and we've got to start understanding and accepting what other people have to say. And that's what it's really all about. And I hope we start doing that. Maybe one day we will. Maybe one day we'll all get past it, and we'll all be a little better and a little more understanding and a little more tolerant of people, I guess is what it is. If somebody disagrees with you, it's okay. Let them disagree. It's fine. Life will go on. Don't forget to tune in tonight. We got the big broadcast coming up 8 to 11 p.m. This is going to be a humdinger of a broadcast. I assure you of that. It is going to be great. Now, any thoughts on America that somebody would like to share pre-4th of July? Give me a call, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Oh, let's see here. We may have a call-in. At this point, I'm hoping for a call-in because we have had... Well, Sam Donaldson called in, and I do want to thank him for calling in to remember you Downs. That was great. I appreciate that. But I'll tell you, otherwise, it's been a little messy today in the call-in department. I don't know what happened. I don't know how we jumped the tracks on so many of these things. Hopefully, tonight will be a little smoother, and everything will be hunky-dory, and we'll be able to move on a little easier. Now, what does the 4th of July mean to you? That's the point here. 740-383-9944. And we may get back to the Family Feud if I don't hear anything here in the next few minutes. Although, I hope we do at some point. You know, wasn't there... I did the Madge Cooper tradition. Wasn't there a another tradition that used to be done every year on the radio here in Marion that had to do with the 4th? Now, see, gee whiz. I'm getting messages from people right now, and I think there was a misunderstanding somewhere along the line. How in the world did we have a misunderstanding this morning here on pre-4th of July? I I don't know what's going on here. Something strange. You know, I think people have gotten a little nutty. I think people are maybe a little, you know, strange pre-4th of July. Let's see here. Have you ever had a problem with some people who were clearly starting to lose it? That's what I got going on here today during a live radio show. I have a problem with people who are clearly starting to lose it. That's what I see. Somebody give me a call and we'll talk this thing out. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. I would love to figure this out because it's highly interesting at this point. And I would like to share it with you, the audience, what's happening. That's the point. You try to share everything that's going on in the world at this particular point and weed your way through it, as they say. By the way, did anybody else get an answer to our question? We still had one answer out there. Name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. Now, Tom Cruise was number one. Tom Hanks was number three. John Wayne was four. Clint Eastwood was five. Harrison Ford was six. Who's number two? Who's number two on this list? Does anybody know? Tom Cruise one, Tom Hanks three, John Wayne four, Clint Eastwood five, Harrison Ford six. Name an older actor who is in a lot of movies. Does anybody know? All right. The phone is ringing. Thank goodness. Go ahead, caller.
How about Denzel Washington?
You know, Denzel Washington's not on the list, but I think I'm hoping he was here hosting this show today, because my goodness, do we have like a train wreck going on.
Okay.
I mean, does it, you're listening at home, does it sound to you like we have a train wreck going on?
I think you're doing fine.
Because I don't know what happened. I'm like having a sidebar conversation with people sending me messages here live on the air. I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, it's the 4th of July.
It's the 4th of July. Yeah. I think people have gotten into the libations a day early.
Well, that could be.
It could be. They're knocking them back.
I'm going to have to join them.
You know what? I wish I had one right now. I think I would knock it back at this point.
Okay.
I know. It's one of those days.
Okay, Scott.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, I'm waiting for somebody to call in here because we all want answers. Now, so call in. Be brave. Be like the American soldiers, you know, prior to the Revolutionary War. Call in. Come on. Ring the phone line. 740-383-9944. We've only got 31 minutes past the hour, 32 minutes past the hour. We need help at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
Has Burt Lancaster been mentioned?
You know, Burt Lancaster has not been mentioned. No, he's not on the list. Isn't that interesting? Big famous actor, though, without question.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, are you having a good 4th of July weekend?
Well, we will be.
That's right. We'll get into it eventually.
It hadn't quite kicked in yet.
Well, you know, I think mine kicked in about 20 minutes ago when this program started to go downhill.
No, you kicked it in right after the Memorial Day.
Oh, did I start it after the Memorial Day?
Yeah.
Okay, it could have been. Hey, thanks for calling.
Okay, have a good one.
Bye-bye. All right, telephone number 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Now, I know there are some people out there listening, and call in, like I say, be revolutionary warlike. This is 4th of July weekend, and we'll just straighten this whole thing out right now. Because I have no secrets. We'll straighten this whole mess out right now. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Because I think there was some miscommunication somewhere along the line. And we cannot get the actor on this list. We have one actor left. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. Name an older actor who's in a lot of movies. Now, Tom Cruise was number one. Tom Hanks was number three. John Wayne was number four. Clint Eastwood, Harrison Ford. Who are we missing? Go ahead, caller.
Did you get Humphrey Bogart?
You know, somebody guessed Humphrey Bogart. He's not on the list, oddly enough.
Oh. All right.
I know. Thanks. Bye-bye. We're looking for an older actor who's in a lot of movies. Are we going to get an answer here? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Are we going to get a call? Are we going to hear from the Brave today? What's going to happen? We got 26 minutes left in this broadcast. Don't forget the big broadcast tonight. Boy, I hope it comes off as well as this one did. 8:10 to 11 p.m. tonight. Yeah, but we're having a good time. You got to admit that. We're having a good time here today. Because through the magic of technology and messaging, we're getting a lot of interesting feedback. This person says they're brave, but they're not brave. Because if they were brave, this phone would be ringing. I hate to say that. I mean, I'm not saying that as a negative. I'm just saying if you're brave, you know what the phone number is. Call it up. The people would love to hear us hash this out live. You know, I'm for a good hash out at this particular point. Go ahead, caller.
How about Henry Fonda?
Not Henry Fonda. Boy, and that's a good guess, too.
Sure.
Thank you. No Henry Fonda on this list. We're looking for number two. But if you're brave, now again, I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm trying to be nice on a 4th of July Eve. If you're brave, you would call. Because at this point, what have you got to lose? All right. We're looking for an older actor who's been in a lot of movies. Holy mackerel. Tom Cruise, number one. Tom Hanks, number three. John Wayne, four. Clint Eastwood, Harrison. I'll tell you, this never happened to Jeff Ruth or Charlie Evers. They never had a broadcast like this. Madge Cooper, nope. They were all fine. Me, I get broadcasts like this. I don't know what's going on. There's something ain't right. Go ahead, caller.
Charles Bronson.
Oh, you know, I haven't heard his name for a long time. He's not on the list, but he was a good actor.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you. All right. Are we good? See, time is ticking away. And I don't hear the phone ringing yet from either party. I'll take either party at this point. I'll take anything. 740-383-9944. 36 minutes past the hour. All right. The phone's ringing again. Let's see what we got coming down the pike. Go ahead, caller.
Richard Gere.
You know, Richard Gere is not on the list. How is this show sounding to you today?
It's a little bit kooky, isn't it?
It's a little kooky, but I think this is what we need in Marion Radio, don't you think?
Yes, I agree.
We need to be a little less polished.
Hey, sounds good to me. I'm ready for the fourth myself.
Oh, do you have big plans?
Not really. Just, you know, relax, cook out, have some beers.
Hey, are you a baseball fan?
I am a baseball fan.
You know, I have been missing baseball, but I've been watching the old baseball games, like the old Chicago Cubs games when Harry Carey was there on the YouTube. I tell you, this is fun to watch because I can't remember who won these games.
Yes, some of them old games are fun to watch.
They are. Hey,
I'm still a little hung up on your Cubs. You guys got me a few years ago in the World Series.
We got you good, because
yes,
the Indians choked. I was there watching that.
Oh man, you're hurting me.
It was a choke in the rain delay.
Yes, it was.
I know. Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, thanks.
Bye bye.
Yep.
Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Like the song goes, "Home of the Free, Land of the Brave." That's what we're looking for here today. Brave. Brave people. Go ahead, caller.
Jimmy Stewart.
No Jimmy Stewart on the list. How about that?
Okay.
I know. No Jimmy Stewart. All right. Well, we're having a good time. 38 minutes past the hour. What do we got coming next? Another guess, maybe? Let's see. All right. Go ahead, caller. Do you have the receiver upside down?
Me?
Yeah, you.
You were sending me messages telling me I'm not brave, time is running out.
Well, yeah, this is true. We have a little problem. I didn't realize we had a problem.
Just hold on. You're gonna have a big problem in a second.
I'm gonna have a big problem in a second.
Uh-huh.
Oh, gee, you sound a little perturbed. Are you a little perturbed?
No, I'm not perturbed. I'm just you tell your side of the skewed story.
Well, I don't know. Do you think it's skewed?
I definitely think it's skewed because I would have totally been there, so I thought I was supposed to be there.
Now, say that again. What were you saying?
I said I would have been there if I thought I was supposed to be there. Like, I always was.
Oh, do you have a minute? Oh, yeah. Oh, sit down. Oh, good. Hey, we got somebody in the studio here.
There's the rest of your trouble.
Now, I got to get my glasses on for this one. This will be interesting.
There's the rest.
Now, I totally blocked out what you just said, so you're going to have to repeat it.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead. What did you just say?
No, go ahead and let her talk.
Let her talk. What happened, Michelle? What happened? I feel... Yeah, your mic's on.
Oh, what happened? Well, you canceled.
I did.
You said you had something come up.
This is true.
Which wasn't true.
No, whoa. Let's not throw out that word yet. We can't say that. Now, how do you know I didn't have something come up?
Because we listened. You're on the radio.
We thought that you had something coming up, and then we thought it was going to be not alive, and then you're on the radio.
No, here's what happened. I think this is where the mistake...
You literally said, though, something came up. Don't come in today. Like, okay, cool.
We can backtrack to the messages.
Well, we can backtrack, but here's what happened. Because, you know, I feel bad that you felt that way. Here's what actually happened.
Oh my gosh, what do you mean? I told you we felt that way.
Okay, here's what happened. Okay, this is the honest. We brought you in as a co-host, right?
Well, yeah, for like 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
I mean, which is fine. Like, I was there. Like, you didn't have to remind me, or I didn't. Like, it was just in my schedule.
Right, you were good, and you came in for 2 weeks, and then in week number three, I had a trivia thing going on, and
which is fine.
And I let you know with like plenty of notice, right?
Michelle, back me up. That's not what you said.
I mean, you said something came up today, so we thought that meant...
Trivia.
Well, why didn't you say I'm doing trivia today?
Well, I mean, that's what came up. What do you mean, like I had to leave the building? No, I mean, that's all it was. Something came up, it was trivia, and I said...
So that's what you have to say. When something comes up, it's like, oh, well, he's not going to be on, or like, there's a reason why, like, there's... Like,
so this was where all the hostility the last few weeks was coming from.
It just sounds like a lame excuse. You're like, something came up. I'd rather do trivia than have you as my co-host.
No. Well, now, wait a second.
But then there was the week last week, and you're just like, yeah, it seems like you've been busy, so just don't come in today.
Oh, man, I was hoping there wouldn't be this kind of trouble.
It's built into my schedule. I didn't schedule anything for, like, Friday at noon because that's what I know that I'm doing. My son had 2 college visits last week, so I did that, but then you're like... So, yeah, just, you've been busy, don't come in. So, like, 2 weeks in a row, I'm like, these kind of, like, pretty lame excuses, so, okay.
She was coming in last Friday, and then all of a sudden that was, like, right before the show, too.
Well, why didn't you say that? Why didn't you say, listen, are you trying to dump me off the show? Why didn't you say that?
Why would I? Like, I'm not going to lose sleep over it, but just, like, maybe just say it.
Well, nobody's asking you to lose sleep, but I think we just had a miscommunication, and I think that's what happened.
Or maybe I don't think that's how it was.
I think you might have lost some sleep. You seem a little angry, or maybe you're just hostile at this particular moment.
I'm not angry. I'm upset because you're making it sound like, you're just not coming, and there's this reason. Like, no, the reason is because you've said, don't come.
Now, did I not send a message this morning asking if you were coming today, like many hours ago?
No.
Wait, now pull the tape.
That's Michelle, that was like over something totally different, right?
You said 11 to 1.
Yeah, see, something totally different.
And I didn't even get an answer, did I?
Not for Exchange Club.
Well, that's when we're on, 12 to 1.
You said 11 to 1.
Right, well, I wanted to extend it because I felt bad because the last 2 weeks we've been busy. I was just trying to help you out, man.
You sent her a message last week. It was 11:09 a.m.
Yeah. Well, that's an hour's notice.
That's
an hour, right? You back me up on this, right, Abby?
Is this what happens? You call off work like an hour before you're supposed to be there? Because that's really terrible.
Well, I don't know that I was calling off. I was just saying, listen, the first week, here's what happened.
You can't even, like, word it. Like, I mean, if I have plans, you're just going to cancel an hour before?
It depends on the circumstance.
But it was, you were canceling me. You were, like, speaking for me. You're like, it sounds like you've had a busy week, just don't come in.
What's wrong with that?
If I had a busy week, I'd be like, hey, I have a busy week, and I'm not coming in on Friday.
That's a kind thing to do.
But maybe she could have made plans and didn't make them because she was planning on coming here.
Oh, see, listeners, right. This is real life. This is what my life is really like with these two.
That's right.
This is how it goes. It's
because
a constant gang mentality.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody knows, like, if you're canceling plans, you don't do them, like, 51 minutes before you're supposed to be there.
Why didn't you just
tell... Or less, because the 2 weeks that I did come, I stopped and went and got you food first, and then I came in. So, like, I would have already had, like, been getting ready to leave to go get stuff to come in at 11:09.
All I can say is that you sound like you're... You sound like you're harboring a little bit here.
I wasn't harboring. Like, I don't care that I'm not coming in. I care that you make up weird excuses about me as to why I'm not.
I don't think I said anything. Did I?
Oh, my God.
No, did I, Michelle?
Well, the week you saw it, you, like, told me not to come in. What week was it? I come in last week. You saw it, you're like, and then there was one. Like, there was one because you told the other one not to come.
Oh, you did. You said, then there was one.
Oh, did you? So you listened to the show.
Yes. And you said, then there was one. Like the person didn't show up. You said that.
I might have, but you know, I don't script these things out.
You said that because I called her or something. I was like, he just said, then there was one.
Oh, she didn't hear it. You ratted me out.
I ratted
you
out.
Oh, no, I heard it.
Oh,
she
heard it. She was listening. Okay.
Well, here's the thing. Here's why I said, and then there was one. Because there was one person here.
Right, because you told the other one not to come in. So you could have been like, hey, it's just me today, instead of being like, oh, yeah, I have a, you know, useless co-host that didn't show up.
I don't think that's what I said.
Oh, you.
I mean, that's what I took it as. It sounded like...
Really?
It sounded like a dig.
No.
Right.
No, I would never take a dig at anybody. That's just not in my character.
Oh, my goodness. Every time you've asked me to be there, I've 100% been there. Even, like, the first 2 weeks, you didn't even ask me. Like, you told me what time it was the first week, and then I was just there. So it's like you needed to, like, remind me or, like, anything. It was just built into my schedule.
No, it was good that you were here the first 2 weeks. I enjoyed it. It was fun. So you've thought for 2 weeks that I was just trying to obliterate you off the face of the earth?
Scott, you make lame excuses. Who wouldn't think that?
Yeah, they did sound like lame excuses. So I was like, well, maybe. I don't know.
Haven't I invited you places since then? If I was really in a nasty mood, would I have done that?
No, you haven't invited me places.
Oh, see, that's not true. Michelle, back me up on this one. that's incorrect.
You have invited me, but that was before all of this happened. You invited me, like, when we were, like, this was weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, you must have, you probably invited her when she was here.
Well, but right. I re-invited when I was re-sending out the invitations.
Oh.
I wouldn't do that to somebody I was angry with. I'm not even sure why would I be angry? What's that all about? Why did you think I would do this?
I didn't think that you were angry. Like, if I could have any rhyme or reason to the things that you do, I would be like a rich person, because I can't for the life of me figure out why you do anything that you do.
Well, don't sugarcoat it.
There we go.
Gee whiz.
Therapy session.
Well, that's what you do, though, sugarcoat it. Like, oh, you've been busy, just don't come in. Oh, I had something come up, just don't come in. That's sugarcoating.
Well, what did you want me to say?
I don't know. You've been busy. Do you want to take the day off, or did you plan on coming in? Would have been that easy.
Oh, so you just wanted me to ask a question. You want me to put it in the form of a question.
Well, honestly, you know, with my kids at work, most of the time, like, if I have something else, or I don't need, I'll say, Would you like to come in still tonight, or would you like to take the shift off? I give them the option in case they might have already canceled plans, did not go somewhere, and then I don't want to make them mad by saying they can't come to work. So I always give them the option to decide.
Well, but here's what I don't understand. What are the odds that the 2 weeks that you were going to show up, and then the 1 week here that, you know, apparently I thought you were going to show up, you don't?
Why would I?
That sounds fishy. Why'd you pick this
week? Oh, my goodness, why would it sound fishy? I'm not going to, like, wait until 11:58 and have some, like, message like, oh, yeah, so I have to wash my hair. You don't need to come in today.
But didn't I, for the last 2 weeks, send those messages at least an hour in advance?
No, it was like 11:09.
That's an hour.
50 minutes.
No, we start at 12:09. We start at 12:15.
You know I'm there long before that.
That's true. She was probably out getting your food when you sent the message.
I was. I had to drink a Diet Coke, which was disgusting.
Well, I'm sorry you felt this way. I didn't realize this was going on.
You didn't realize people had feelings, did you?
So you do admit you were hurt by this. You can't admit you were hurt. You have like this illness that you can't admit that you were hurt by something. It's okay to be hurt. I understand.
I mean, I don't know if hurt is the right word, but definitely a little bit like, well, that's a little strange again, like confused, whatever. But I don't know if it's hurt. Like, okay. I'm not going to be hurt if you tell me not to come in and, like, there's a valid reason. Like, I can get that.
Well, when you said you had something come up, like, we thought you weren't going, like, it sounded like you weren't going to be here. Like, oh, I had something come up or you had to do something. And then you're just like, oh, it's Getaway Friday trivia.
That's right. Well, the trivia.
And then there was one.
And then there was one.
Yeah. Well, no, I just, that was just a spur of the moment thing to say. That's all.
What? Oh, this is a spur of the moment thing to say to you.
I'm glad we hashed this all out on live radio.
Well, you know, you said it was a train wreck, so.
Well, it was a train wreck because I had no idea till like 20 minutes ago there was all this hostility.
Oh my gosh, it was really no hostility, but it's confusing to me why you would think I would do it again when I don't need you making up like a lame excuse. Like, I'll just not come, and it'll be easier for both of us.
Well, the second week was weird because you said, well, you're probably busy. Okay.
You did seem busy. I mean, there couldn't be any apple butter or donuts. It was a whole mess. I thought you were busy.
I was busy on Tuesday and Thursday with college visits, and that's why. I mean, I didn't, again, that's something that's built into my schedule, so, like, I tried to do it.
I tried to be considerate. I'm sorry. I was trying to be considerate.
That's... Oh, my goodness. I knew you'd find some way to, like, flip it around.
Flip it.
Now, Michelle, I know you like to side with her. Obviously. But don't you think in this particular instance that I'm in the right here? I mean, I think... No, I mean, seriously.
No, you should have explained yourself better. The trivia was weird. I was like, oh, you had something come up. And then you're like, trivia. Then there was one.
Well, yeah, but I think trivia is good.
Well, did you not think she would want to come in for trivia?
No, because it was like the first really nice day we had, and it was a nice Friday. I went down to the car for something like 2 hours earlier. I thought, oh, you know, she gets off early. She likes to go do things.
That's when you ask people, do you want to come in today or not come in? It doesn't matter to me. That's what I said.
Right.
Well, you know, I think there was just a misunderstanding. I think that's all that happened.
Well, yeah, definite miscommunication.
But see, here's your problem. Let me tell you your problem. Your problem is...
You're going to tell me my problem?
Oh, shoot.
Oh, man. Well,
oh, man.
Here we go. Here's your problem. No, I'm just trying to be honest. What happened... 2 weeks have passed. 14 days. And not one time did you say to me that you thought I was being phony or misleading.
Yes, actually, I did. I did say that in the message when I sent it about... You said you were telling me to do it. It was trivia. We actually did have this conversation.
And what did I say to you? What was my response?
You probably just made something up off the cuff. I don't remember.
See? Now, see, you can't say that because if you're saying my initial statement was phony, you can't say I just made something up off the cuff.
But you did.
No, I told you. I said, no, I think I even said the word trivia. I'm pretty sure I did.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm sorry for 2 weeks you were hurt. I did not mean...
First week, like, honestly, I was like, okay, whatever. I was like, that's a little strange. And then last week, Like, I talked to you plenty last week. I wasn't hurt, like, last week, all week. I talked to you plenty, but then Friday rolled around, I was like, okay, so that's really strange again.
So there has been a little bit of anger since last week. I understand now.
Why do you have to make it sound angry? I'm not angry.
What word would you like me to use? Not hurt, not angry. What is it?
Annoyed.
Annoyed. Okay. So you've been annoyed with me since last week. Is that the correct terminology?
I would say.
And basically, all I did was let you, like, have the noon hour for free on Friday, right?
Right, but, like, I already had plans to come in there for the noon hour.
So, at what point today did you make the decision not to come?
Last Friday.
You made it last Friday. You thought after 2 weeks of this...
Why would I do that again and wait for, like, some weird excuse an hour before?
Well, you should have told me you thought those were weird excuses.
I did.
Really?
Michelle.
Oh, there. Yeah, it's in here.
Are you still here? See? it proves me.
No, it proves her. She...
Come on, go ahead and say it. Scott, you're right.
She said you totally lied to me.
And what did I say?
You had something come up at noon, and you said, what did I lie about?
Right.
Yeah, extra trivia.
Now wait a second. There it is. Extra trivia.
But that is not what you said when you told me not to come in. It wasn't like that at all.
No, but when you called me a liar, I pointed out that I was being honest.
There was no honest part about it. But listen, lies or not, like, you're saying I didn't tell you, but, like, I did tell you.
Well, I guess the point of this is that I feel bad. If I had the energy to feel bad, I would feel bad right now about this whole thing.
I had the energy to feel bad.
Why would I would feel bad?
You know why you don't have energy?
Why?
It's hot in here.
It's a little warm in here today. It's a little warm.
You need a fan.
Well, we don't have the air conditioning on.
Holy moly.
Because, it was on this morning, but 5 hours later, it's not been on. Because it makes a little bit of noise.
Shnikes.
It's a little bit of a buzz. But, so how can we fix this? That's the important part.
I really don't know. I mean, like, you know, like, I'm okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, listen to the repeat of this, and then you tell me if you were okay.
God, if you would just listen to yourself. I'm not mad at you.
Oh, good. Thank you. So we're hunky-dory then, right?
Everything's great for the 4th of July.
Isn't it?
Yep.
Is it good now? Are we good? Did we solve?
Me being annoyed with you is not going to hinder my 4th of July. But, you know.
I just thought you said you were not annoyed with me.
No, I'm not angry at you. I'm not mad at you.
Just annoyed.
Yes, because you refuse to see my point of view.
No, I see your point of view. I'm just saying I think you misinterpreted what I was saying.
Oh, boy. I don't know. I think I read your words pretty clearly.
Which were?
Okay.
Everybody always wants to be right.
Yeah, I mean, she's nuts, isn't she? She's a little nuts.
We'll just leave it alone with Scott.
Nuts. Well, see, here's what I don't realize. See, you have to understand, the part of the point I don't hear about the conversation that you two have behind my back when you don't show up about trying to conspire as to why I've done something awful.
It was no conspiracy. And we didn't say you didn't do anything awful, but we both agreed, like, it's a little bit strange. Like, we didn't say Scott has done this awful thing, but, like, we both agreed it's a little strange. We both agreed the first week was a little fishy.
It was when you said it, and then there was one, and I was like, didn't he tell you not to come? I'm really confused right now.
Well, because there was one.
Yeah, but the way it was said made it sound like you got you got stood up.
I got stood up at 12
o'clock. Exactly. You're making
no.
He just didn't show on the third week, and that's not fair.
No. What I was saying was is that there was one person in the studio, and I want to let people know that.
That is not what it conveyed to them.
Well, how do you know?
Semantics.
Will you stop with the curtain? No, I just, it's horrible, and I'm glad the audience got to hear this.
Aren't you?
Is it like the ever-loving third, the purple curtain on the
yes,
table?
It's still here.
Somebody's enjoying this conversation. They say, can't we all just get along? And a bunch of smiley faces just came my way.
Of course we can get along. It's not even that, but like, you know.
When you're on your medication, we'll get along just fine, right?
I need medication. I'm not on medication at this point, but it's possible I need some.
Well, I feel bad because, you know, if, well, that's not true. If I really...
I know, right?
I don't feel like you feel bad.
I really don't, but there's the point. Because I know deep down in my bones that I was not trying to do anything bad.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you weren't trying to do anything bad, but maybe you should, like, consider, like, others.
I think you read too much into what I'm saying, because I say so little.
Oh, my goodness. When have you said so little?
Well, apparently I wasn't, I didn't explain myself enough with these last 2 weeks.
Goodness gracious.
I don't even remember what you did last Friday.
I did. It was my birthday, so Scott ruined it.
Oh, yeah, it was.
Well, was it your birthday last week?
Yeah, you dumped her on her birthday.
What'd you do on your birthday?
Well, my birthday was Saturday. Friday was the day before my birthday, but that's practically my birthday.
And I ruined your whole birthday. I'm sorry about
birthday
that.
Birthday Eve.
Birthday Eve.
No, I went through with my birthday. Oh, you know, we did... kind of hung out on Friday and Saturday. Like, went to Topgolf with the kids and to dinner with some friends. So,
it
was good.
Friday night.
Yeah, it was raining all afternoon. We went to Topgolf, which was a lot of fun. So then we went to dinner that evening, and it turned out to be a really nice night.
That's exciting, man. But
I actually have a friend that has the same birthday as I do. So we all went out to dinner.
And so I do... see, here, I'm going to be nice. Now, happy 65th birthday.
That was close.
I know it was close, because, no, what is it? What, you were 50, right? 50?
The thing is, you tell your viewers you're how old, Scott, but you're really only, like, 2 years younger than me, maybe?
See, first, I hate to be technical about this. These are listeners, not viewers. But as much as I would like them to view this, it is listeners.
Viewers? Listeners?
Listeners, right. Who cares at this point?
You don't listen to me anyway, so whatever.
What'd you say?
You don't listen to me either way, so.
Uh-huh. Here's the thing. It was your birthday, and you went out and you played golf, right? In the rain.
Well, it's not raining inside Top Golf.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to go play Frisbee golf.
So fun. I love Frisbee golf.
There we go. We can all go play Frisbee golf together.
You guys should compete on that one.
Oh, I can't beat her at that at this point. She's hurt.
I'm just saying you wouldn't beat me at that, but okay.
You know what? Last time we set up a challenge, you didn't show. Let's just be honest.
That's not even true. Oh, my gosh, Michelle.
What was the challenge?
Bowling. There was a bowling challenge.
You said
bowling. We never went bowling.
I showed up. It was a Wednesday night. I was there, got the lanes, got the shoes, the whole thing.
You did not.
I did.
We never even scheduled it.
Okay, well, we're going to set this one up, Frisbee golf. And you know, you throw the things in the hula hoops or whatever, and we'll have big fun with that. Are you good at this?
I've never done Frisbee golf.
Oh, this will be fun. We're going to have big fun.
I'm not saying I'm good at it. It's a lot of fun, but I'm not saying... I've never said I was good at it. I said you wouldn't beat me, but...
Now, how do you know?
I don't know. I just was trash-talking.
But there you go. And I think basically that's what this half hour has been. You've been trash-talking.
I mean, and me sweating to death. It is so hot in here.
It's not that bad in here. It's 83 in here.
It's
82.8.
Like, and the winter is already bad enough with the layer of dust... And
oh, her poor allergies are going to be insane today.
I gotta go.
There's no dust in here.
Look at that table.
No, how are things going over it?
I can't talk.
Are things busy?
Yes, we're busy.
Oh, by the way, I came over last Saturday night.
Did you?
I did.
Was I there? No.
Wasn't open.
What time did you come?
Like 7:15.
Oh, yeah. You should read the Facebook. We were, it was weird because it kept raining and it was very weird. And I didn't have a lot of workers. They all had things. It was bad. Like, and we closed up an hour early. But I put it on Facebook.
I was coming to order a lot of food.
Sorry.
Coming to order a lot of food.
I apologize.
So did we solve anything today? Or did you just like you normally do, ramble on for whatever you did?
Oh, I thought that was your job.
Ooh, that was almost funny. So here's the point. You missed 2 weeks. No, you missed 3 weeks now. You've missed 3 weeks of programming.
She didn't miss 2 weeks because you told her not to come for 2 weeks. So that's not missing.
Well, as near as I can tell, the audience is saying that it's your fault. That clearly the misunderstanding was on your end, not mine.
The audience you have on your Facebook
messenger. Yeah, my Facebook messenger just said that clearly it was not my fault.
I am not in agreement with that, but...
So just to you know, like, pigeonhole this, because we want to make sure we're all clear on this, I did nothing wrong, and you misunderstood everything, and that's how we got to where we are.
Wow.
Oh, so yeah, I won't agree with that.
But if you can sleep at the end of the day for that, okay.
No, I always know when you're angry with me, by the way, because you get, like, silent. And then you start to, oh, everything's fine. Everything's fine. Everything's...
Yes, my mom always taught me, if I don't have anything nice to say, then don't say anything at all. So I just don't say anything at all.
Well, what would you have said if you had said something?
We are on air.
Oh, was that right. Bad?
No, I don't know. I was just saying that.
Hey, did you? Yesterday I ran into one of those kids.
Oh yeah, which one?
I saw that on your Facebook. I think I know who it must have been.
Do you?
Which
was
one?
The one that was there like every day?
Do you know the name?
Oh gosh. I'm not. No, I don't know.
Oh wait, did you know her name?
No, he did not know the name. Didn't know.
Tell me you knew her name.
I could come close. I talked to her.
Was she one of the originals? So,
right, that's what I was thinking.
Early, yeah. No, not that one. I know who you're talking about now. No.
We have originals.
Yeah, not that one.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking one of the originals also. Very sweet.
Yeah, no, not her.
Very quiet.
Not her. No.
Oh, okay.
No. And I'll tell you something funny about this. There's a part of that story I can't tell. I could have put it on Facebook, I guess, but I didn't want to embarrass you.
Was it a louder one? A louder kid? Oh, okay. So we know who it was.
You know who it was.
Yeah.
But there's a part of that story.
The one you saw there before?
No, not her. Not her. Different.
Oh, I got that. Okay, yeah.
But there's a funny part of that story that only the three of us would get, but it was very funny.
I can't wait to hear.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll talk again. I don't really know. You're kind of angry and bitter and hurt, and I feel horrible because it happened over your birthday and the 4th of July.
Right. You missed all of those fun things.
Tomorrow, my 4th of July party is just growing. I don't even know how I'm going to handle
it's
all these people
the
tomorrow.
Hook.
It's going to be off the hook. That's
exciting.
Right.
No, I really hope you guys have a good time. I mean, I am happy for you for that.
Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate that.
You're going to melt. It's going to be hot.
Well, it's like a thing. People could go in the house if they wanted to.
It's supposed to be hot on the 4th of July.
But I love the fact that it's like a... I like this idea that it's people who aren't normally together. I like that. There's like this weird kind of awkwardness that works.
That's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah, that will be fun.
Well, do you have any 4th of July plans?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I go to my brother.
If the viewers were here, they could have seen me turn my head to you at that point.
Mm-hmm.
My viewers? Yeah. No, I go to my brother's. I told you this. I had to respectfully decline, but yeah.
Uh-huh. What are you doing?
Nothing.
I invited you.
I have one day off, a full day off.
You know how much fun you would have. You don't even realize the fun you would have.
I'm going to paint.
Oh, antisocial.
I'm not antisocial.
You would have so much fun.
I'm going to paint. I need to paint a ceiling in a living room.
I had somebody try to attach themselves on today.
And if my root beer doesn't get ordered, I might be sitting at the restaurant waiting for it to get delivered on my day off.
Well, I think this was somewhat entertaining.
Yeah, see? I drove down here.
You drove down? Now, why did you drive down here, by the way?
Because we were listening. Oh, that conversation on the Facebook was...
Oh, it was getting a little rough.
Yeah.
It was getting a little rough.
I was like, I'm just going to go there.
I'm glad you did. And you brought food.
I brought a piece of pie.
You brought a piece of strawberry pie and a drink.
Yep.
Now, what have you done for me lately?
Straight away.
You wanted somebody to call.
You did call, but it was after... I think I had to bait you into calling.
Why would I come up there when you've told me to stay away? So, there's that.
I didn't tell you,
you
to stay
away. You were like, anybody can call.
Well, because I had a show planned for 4th of July.
Did we figure out the last actor?
No, we better do that before we hit
was
the...
Was it not George Clooney either?
I'll be here tonight, by the way.
It wasn't Sylvester Stallone.
You
going to
listen on the drive home tonight?
Was it Sylvester Stallone? Or Arnold?
Nope.
Mel Gibson?
Nope.
And not George Clooney.
Nope.
The other guy, Morgan Freeman?
Nope.
Is he really like older?
I just am reading the category. Name an older actor
what
who's in a lot of movies. You know, I don't even know any movie, but he's a very popular person. He's number two on the list.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think of,
like not.
Did Brad Pitt get named?
Not he hasn't, but he's not on the list.
Well, he's a little older now. Like,
I don't. Gosh, isn't it awful? I don't know
Johnny
any.
Depp?
No.
No.
No. I don't know any movies this actor was in.
Well, no wonder we can't name.
But
the
he's
actor.
Number two. 17.
Bye.
17 people.
Who's number one?
Tom Cruise.
Sean Connery.
Nope.
Hmm. Crap.
This is why I had to block you for 2 weeks.
Was he in a movie with anybody on the list?
I don't know any movies he's been in, so it's possible.
Okay, what does the name start with?
A D.
Well, it's not Denzel.
A D. D like dog.
A D. I don't know. What's the last name?
A D?
What's the...
Is that his last name?
What's the first or the last name?
J.
J?
DJ. First name's D, last name's J.
There's somebody like at home listening going...
He's got a nickname.
What is it?
Well, if I told you the nickname, you'd know who it was.
It's not Dwayne Johnson.
Yes, it was.
He's not old.
Number two on the list.
Okay, he's not old.
The Rock.
The Rock. He is not old.
Yeah.
You said old actors.
I wouldn't have thought
he was
an older actor.
He's not old.
She got it.
I got it. He's not old, though.
I don't think of the categories. Well, we're out of time today, but this has been fun, and we'll see how next.
So much fun!
I know. I'll send this one off to the AP group to see if we can win an award for this broadcast.
Yeah.
This has been fun.
It's real life, though.
Real life.
It was real life, and that's what I'm for. Real life on the radio.
That was real life.
When people are highly confused. So, is your anger over? Are you gonna have a good fourth now?
No, I'm excited for the fourth. I love holidays, and I love my birthday. You know,
your birthday's not a holiday.
It is. It's to
what do you
her.
Mean? I refuse to work on my birthday ever. Never.
Well, but how much work do you really do any other day of the year? Let's be honest.
Oh, my goodness. Don't even start.
I cover it for you constantly. I mean, I don't want to get into that, but, you know.
It has been a crazy year.
It's a whole thing.
It has been a crazy year.
Get your mask ready.
I can't even imagine.
I bought some off a lady in a parking lot yesterday.
We could have totally had that conversation today if somebody would have showed up.
I bought some at TJ Maxx off in a parking lot.
I got a ton of them.
I got all the kinds of stories lately.
Oh, I got mask galore.
Well, Abby and I got good stories for you lately.
Really? What's going on?
Make fun of us. We can't say it.
I want to get a story before she runs out of here. I'm not letting you run out of here right away.
You make fun of us.
No, I want to hear this story. So, I'm gonna get rid of you. See, you didn't show up, so you don't get to hear the story.
No, she does. She did it too.
Yeah, but I'm going to tell you the story about, what's her name, that girl yesterday.
You are, this actually would have been a really good conversation today, Michelle, so we have been there.
It would have.
And why didn't you show up?
It involves a medium.
A medium?
Yeah.
You two?
Yes.
What is wrong with you two?
We have good conversation.
I mean, honest to goodness.
We have a good conversation now.
I'm going to hear this story, so I'm going to wrap this broadcast up so I can hear this story. But listen tonight. I'll be back here tonight, 8 to 11. You're going to listen tonight, right?
Oh, I got my alarm set.
Yeah. Set right by your phone. You're not going to want to miss this.
Setting my alarm now on my phone.
Big 4th of July. 4th of July Eve.
Take a nap at 8.
You'll listen. What happened to you on Facebook Live last week? You said hello, and then I asked you a question, and you were gone.
I don't know.
Holy moly. All right. Listen, have a good 4th of July. I'm going to listen to some stories, and I'll be back tonight. All right. Talk to you later.
Bye.
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 Monday, more sunshine, a high near 94. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at monntv.com. For the Marion, Ohio News Network, I'm Zach Fuller on Marion's Talking Place, WGH 7.1 FM, and Marion online at WWGH 1071.com.